Good morning, this is Lauren in Georgia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Queensland's agriculture, tourism and lifestyle has been put at risk as the Palaszczuk's Labor government's budget cut funding for biosecurity by $80 million. This comes after the Labor government reportedly failed to fund the biosecurity plan, which aimed to eradicate fire ants, and is also closing the Cape York biosecurity facility. Shadow Agriculture Minister Tony Perrott says Queenslanders would pay for these biosecurity failures. He said, quote, "This budget has left rural and regional communities behind at a time when they never needed more support. A failure to fund biosecurity year after year has left Queensland at the mercy of fire ants, with the pests continuing to spread across the state," end quote.
The sweeping beauty of Mount Cuthah's Botanic Gardens is soon to be expanded as plans surfaced regarding the construction of an eco-tourism greenhouse beside it. Taking inspiration from the UK's Eden project, Brisbane City Council looks to repurpose the century-old Mount Cuthah Quarry, which has long served as the main supplier of asphalt for Brisbane roads. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner envisages that the quarry should begin its, quote, "transition over coming years so things can happen prior to the Olympics."
In national news, a coral insurance policy will secure the future of hundreds of species from extinction in a biobank, which is designed to hold fragments of all the coral on the Great Barrier Reef. The Forever Reefs Project's Living Coral Biobank opened this week and has become a home for nearly 200 coral species out of the 800 studied on Earth. It's a world-first facility for coral, which has been likened to the Doomsday World Seed Bank in Norway.
Due to the ever-growing cost of living in Australia, university students are being forced to put education and health on the back burner. Reportedly, there are students postponing their graduation in order to take on a full-time job that covers living expenses. As such, university services have been inundated with students demanding help over the past 6 months. The University of Canberra has opened a charitable service known as the Food Pantry, which provides students with groceries. Sarah Jennett, the Director of Student Experience at UCX, reveals there has been a 70% increase in customers compared to last year.
In international news, archaeologists in Peru have unearthed a mummy estimated to be about 3,000 years old near the Peruvian capital of Lima. Students from San Marcos University and researchers initially discovered remains of its hair and a skull wrapped in a cotton bundle during an excavation. Further investigation at the Huarca La Florida archaeological site uncovered the rest of the mummy, which is believed to have undergone a pre-Hispanic mummification process on the inside.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a 0% chance of rain. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more. ¶¶